What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You know, didn't we start the show arguing about Sirianni? How did we get to Hertz?
You know how we got to Hertz.
I know. I blame Hugh for this one.
It's not my fault.
You did put Jalen on the hot seat when I tried to put Nick on the hot seat.
I didn't put him on the hot seat. I said I think that
it's more
it would probably
him.
Be more on Jalen.
Yeah.
Because I was reading the tea leaves.
I know. And I generally agree with you. I also think Nick's on the hot seat. Plus, you tried to bench Jalen yesterday for Andy Dalton.
There's also just a severe amount of Jalen Hurts insecurity.
It
really started when our caller, Xavier, came up and yelled at us about Jalen.
Yeah, it is.
We were talking about Nick, guys.
The amount of Jalen Hurts insecurity in this town is
ridiculous.
It's an epidemic.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's outrageous. All right, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We will also react to some of the things that Mike Ganzi said yesterday, introduced as the new Sixers president of basketball operations. We're going to carry the Sirianni press conference bottom of the hour. I feel like after we put him on the hot seat for 2 hours, we should let the guy talk. So Sirianni...
Yeah, let him defend himself.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he has to today, but we're going to have his press conference. It's the first Sirianni press conference since the AJ trade. So we'll have that Eagles practice today, mandatory mini camp. Hugh, why don't you, because we're going to have Sirianni our next segment, why don't you give everyone the third clue now? We usually do it around 12:30, but we're doing a little different today. So throw the third clue at everyone so they could narrow down Hugh's clues.
This is the layup. Y'all ready for the layup?
Mm-hmm.
Played an iconic villain, and he was bad at it.
Okay, so we have an Oscar-winning actor, hasn't made a good movie in a decade, played an iconic villain, and he was bad at it.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
All right, there is your third clue for Hugh's clues. Bruce is in D.C. Bruce!
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew, what's going on?
What's up,
Bruce,
man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I cannot call it. I cannot call it at all. And, Joe, thank you for coming up with this subject because, you know, I have been chomping at the bit about Sirianni and having an opportunity to talk about what he's done for the Eagles so far. And shout out to Hugh earlier for, you know, standing your ground on this whole Jalen thing. That was an amazing dialogue of back and forth. You know, I like to see you get fired up every now and then, Hugh.
I don't like it, though, man, because it's just, you know what I mean?
Any ground on O.G. Wade, though. He totally let him bully.
No, because O.G.
As a moderator, Hugh's lost.
He just can't moderate.
No, because he steered the conversation where he wanted it to go.
But that's a moderator has to steer it back.
But there was no actual debate. He was pointing out his facts.
That was the absurdity of it. There was no debate.
Right. And it was a good strategy by O.G. to appeal to you.
Yeah.
And say, this guy's a pushover as a moderator. O.G. commandeered the whole debate.
Yeah. I'm not going to win.
It was one of OG's best, most ridiculous calls.
It was, it was good.
He said nothing of substance, but it was
mind,
good. Yeah, yeah.
But it was a good strategy.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, man. Anywho.
What you got, man?
No. Okay, so look, you know, I think this is a clear-cut case of Sirianni. You know, one of the things that really just gets under my skin, and I can't stand it, hear Eagles fans say this, well, Sirianni just wins. He just wins. You know, no, that's a pile of dog dookie. Because, you know, the thing is, the truth of the matter is that he is a glorified cheerleader. I could not stand the fact that he hired Petullo right after the Super Bowl. I was calling up and raising hell about that. Because here's the problem with Sirianni, is that he does not have a strategic bone in his body, okay? and here's the problem. Okay, you don't have to be, you know, when you compare him to other CEO, quote-unquote CEO coaches, okay, you know what they do, but you, the mark of a good coach, you don't have to have all the X's and O's, but strategically, you should be able to solve problems. You're the ultimate puppet master in steering the team towards success or getting them out of trouble. And I cannot recall how many times I've scratched my nails against the chalkboard last year when Sirianni was asked how many times, what's the problem here? How do we need to fix or what's, you know, as far as the offensive issues? And he says he doesn't have an answer. And he did it a couple of times before. That dude doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And I'm going to tell you, I will not. He needs to be careful this year. He's definitely on the hot seat because if they have anything close to what they had last year, and making it to the playoffs is not enough, okay? You lose in the first or the second round with the type of talent that he has. I think that he's gone. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're gonna move on from him.
I agree, Bruce. I think you said it well. I agree, Bruce. What's your guess for Hughes Clues? Who's he talking about?
You know what? I missed the first two clues because I was just in and out of a meeting, so I'm just like drawing a blank on an answer. I usually have an answer. So.
Bruce, we love you. Yeah, we appreciate it. No problem. Again, Bruce in D.C. in very important meetings. We don't know exactly what Bruce does. We know it's important in Washington, D.C. Nope.
Doesn't have time to do like any extracurricular things. He just got to get in. Call Nick Sirianni a fraud. Back to the important Pentagon meeting.
I just love that in between highly important things, he's listening to us yell about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy.
It's like, let me wait on hold. I got to call the head coach a fraud. And then back to the United States government.
You know what? I was thinking about this when Bruce made his point about Sirianni. It does feel like, because it's hard to say exactly what Nick and Jalen do at a very, very high level from a skill perspective, right? Like Jalen at one point was a very skilled runner. At those days, probably are past him. Mm-hmm. And he has had a very good deep ball in the NFL. He didn't have it quite last year. We'll see if it comes back this year. And with Nick, it's not like he hangs his hat on offense, right? So, Hugh, isn't their whole thing wins? The two of them together.
Yeah, win a game.
And that's why I wonder how the Eagles would react. And it hasn't happened. I mean, to their credit, both of them, they have not had a losing season, right? They've 9 wins is the baseline for the Sirianni-Hurts combination. 9, 14, 11, 14, 11, right? That's been the 5 years. Hugh, I just wonder if their whole thing is that they're winners, what happens if or when they don't have a winning season? Because that undercuts the whole thing, right? That's their whole thing. They are winners. That both Sirianni and Jalen together win. If they don't have that, how do the Eagles react? Because that's what they bring to the
table.
That
means probably more than likely the magic's gone.
Yeah, I think
that's
right.
You know what I mean? And it's, you know what resonates with me throughout all of this? And this is kind of where I stand steadfast in my thinking, mm-hmm. is that Jalen, he's always said, he doesn't care what it looks like as long as he's winning.
Right.
Now, doesn't care what it looks like. And he sacrificed, for a lot of people, he sacrificed stats to win football games. And that's very, very noble. And that's where I think that if they're still winning, and if it looks, say for instance, you know, we were having a conversation, we were talking about, okay, what does better look like? If they're winning and it's just incrementally better, then Jalen's the quarterback. Now, in order for Jalen not to be the quarterback, two things have to happen. This offense has to look disjointed. And they have to start losing. And it has to be now how we get to whomever's going to be the quarterback. Those two things are going to happen. Because if it looks disjointed and they're still winning football games, then that resonates. The fact that, you know, it's ugly, but we're winning games. That's gonna be hard to move on from Jalen. Now, if he's not playing well and the offense is struggling, that's a different conversation. Yeah.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Carl in Maple Shade, up on WIP. Hey, Carl.
Yo, guys. Thanks for bringing me in.
You got it, Carl. What are you feeling?
Let's go straight to the top. Mm-hmm. If I'm Jeffrey Lurie, the first thing I want to fix is no security in the offensive coordinating position. It has turned over so many times that is my first thing I want to fix. And the way I do that is my head coach calls the plays.
So you want Sirianni to call the plays?
Apparent.
Yeah. Or is it Mannion?
It's gonna. There's an heir apparent in the waiting in the wings.
I hear you.
It's not Nick. It's not Nick. And you've got to put a stop to this turnover of offensive coordinators.
I agree.
It's nearly not fair to the quarterback. I mean, I don't use it as an excuse, but it's a daggone good reason.
Carl, I think you're correct in that the only way to get off this carousel of a new coordinator every year, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, is to have the head coach call the plays. I mean, that's what they've had here a lot over the years, and it's worked, right? Like, that's what they wanted with Chip. That's what they did with Andy. I mean, that's what Doug did. It's what they hired Nick to do, and then, you know, a month and a half into his first season, he gave it off to Steichen, and we just rode that for a year and a half. But that is the ideal, right? It's why the Rams offense, we don't talk about them changing because it's McVay. It's why we don't talk about the 49ers offense changing. It's Shanahan. That is the ideal. I'm with you, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, we have got it to work out with that rotation. That's that circus of rotation. But we got to start establishing a foundation of a solid coordinator. I'm telling you, there's a head coach apparent. They're waiting to see what this offensive coordinator does. If he links up, he's next man in.
I think you're right. Carl, what do you got for us? Guess for Hughes Clues for the Milana tickets.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. That's a fun guess. Not it, but a fun guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty good guess.
All right.
Has he won an Oscar?
He did. He won for one for...
not Creed or Black Panther?
No, the one that just came. Sinners. I think he won one for Sinners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did play two roles, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm a big fan of Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he's blowing up.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if they started shooting it, but I Am Legend 2.
Is he?
It's him and Will Smith there.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Both. All right, that's awesome. All right, before we go back to the phones here, let's hear a little sampling of Mike Ganzi yesterday. Mike Ganzi, this segment is sponsored by Bet365. All right, Mike Ganzi spoke yesterday, and we reacted a little bit to it with Rhea, but we didn't get to hear him and talk about it ourselves, you know, after hearing him. Let's talk, this is an interesting one, talking about being a connector. They asked him, you know, kind of get to know Mike Ganzi. Here's what he said.
I ran the draft in Cleveland, so I was really big on the player personnel and the valuation, but I'm a connector. You know, I think I build relationships with everyone in the building, all the way from our star player to the janitor. You know, I think I have an open door policy. People can come to me, ask questions, but, you know, we're going to have alignment throughout the whole building. You know, like me and Nick are going to collaborate every day. You know, Jameer, Prosper, our whole staff, all the coaches, players, like it's going to be a great environment to be in Philly. I'm big on having fountains, not drains in the building. I want people sucking out the life of the building. Like, I want people to get in their car in the morning, drive to the facility, and be like, you know, I get to see my family. You know, like, we got to have a fun environment, and we are going to have a fun environment because everyone in this building, we see each other more than we do our own families. So we got to lean on each other. You know, we're going to have tough conversations. We're going to disagree to agree, but we're going to all be aligned. We're all going to be collaborative, and we're going to have a lot of fun working together.
Mm. So, look, he sounds like a nice guy. He's put in the work. He didn't just get here after 1 year in a front office, right? He worked 15 years for the Cavaliers throughout their front office. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a very interesting hire, and I think in the tandem of Bob Myers, it could work. But, Hugh, does he know he's not in Cleveland anymore? Alignment, collaboration, and fun? That's not the Sixers. I mean, that's not the front office Josh Harris is running.
Not yet, it's not.
Well, not yet.
There's a lot to unpack with what he said.
Yeah. It had a lot of first day of school vibes. Like,
well, it did.
We're gonna have a great school year. It's gonna be awesome.
It had a lot of innuendo too. To me, it had a lot of innuendo.
What'd you hear?
When I heard we're gonna have alignment throughout the building, mm-hmm. That was a direct shot at the players and the training staff.
Mm.
The direct line of communication. Like for whatever reason. It felt like there was nobody was on the same page in the building.
Yes. It felt like that a lot around here.
It felt like, and I'm just using this as an example, not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but it just felt like with the Joel Embiid situation,
yeah.
It felt like one person thought one thing and then somebody else thought something different.
Well, even when he was going to play, he decides when he's – all right, so let's hear his answer on Joel, the Q&A here, because this – I thought this was interesting, the way he answered this question.
First of all, are you and the organization still committed to having Joel Embiid around next year or in the future? And two, if so, how do you get to where you want to be for a team that can't really rely on having your best player around and making that much money?
Yeah. Well, obviously, we have Joel. You know, I've had a lot of good conversations with him so far. Excited to meet with him this week. But, you know, with him and the roster we have, you know, that's who we have. You know, we got to get those guys on the floor. We got to create an identity and get them to play basketball. I think the group that we have, you know, Joel, obviously. So we just want to get them going. And, you know, we're excited to see what we can build.
He started the answer, well, we have Joel. I mean, it didn't sound to me like he was thrilled about it, but he kind of resigned to it, Hugh. Like, we can't get rid of him. He's here. I didn't sign him. We have him. We got to make the best out of this.
Yeah, and it was something else he said, I think, was after that. Talked about playing together and being healthy. So that was another thing that he said. You know, hey, we got to see what we got because we have to play healthy. It was a few things that it really resonated with me when he talked at the podium. He talked about being good at something. We're not good at anything. And he was like, most teams that are
identity,
in the finals.
Identity.
Being good at either defense or offense.
Yeah.
We're not good at that. And in order to do that, we need guys to be on the court. So I feel like there's going to be an edict to go out and whatever rehab that Joel is doing. And I'm using him as an example because he's the guy that missed, you know, what's his name? He was on that Deer Analyst, so he missed a little bit of time. Paul George,
yeah.
So, but Joel missed a lot of time. So he's going to probably try to figure out how to get him as healthy as possible.
Yeah, it was interesting hearing from yesterday. It feels like he didn't try to make this sound like it's a quick thing. They got work to do here.
Process.
Yeah.
Not to use that word, but you know.
But it kind of is. All right.
My sweet summer child.
So doesn't know what he's getting himself into. What is it? Alignment, collaboration, and fun? I haven't had fun with the Sixers in a long time. Fun. All right. 215-592-9494. With Bet365 Early Payout, you win even if they lose. Get paid out instantly when your team goes up big, even if they blow the lead later. Bet365, winning is everything. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania. We'll come back. Your calls and Nick Sirianni ahead of Eagles Mandatory Minicamp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.